Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hi, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, Dogs in Sydney last night. I tipped Sydney.
Yeah, I did. I don't do tipping. But, Doggies were true, weren't they? None and two to start the season. The Swannies are two and none. And you just had the feeling, I had the feeling anyway, that the Doggies might have got the job done last night. It was a very scrappy win, and Sydney came late, but an accurate kicking almost cost the Doggies, but they did well enough to hang on in the end, and Mont got that goal in the last minute or two to seal the victory. So, yeah, they'll be pleased they're on the board, and Sydney won't be too derailed, I wouldn't have thought.
Mm. So we've actually got two games tonight. So Demons and the Bombers tonight. Demons for that. Fairly comfortably, you would think?
Yeah, you'd think so, yeah. Especially with Merritt out for Essendon as well, that's a big loss for them. And I can't work out why there's two games tonight. It's bizarre. Got the Showdown, Showdown have been crying out for the punters have been crying out for a prime time Showdown for a long time on a Friday night. But while they've got to share it with a couple of Melbourne teams is really bemusing, I reckon. But you'd think Port Adelaide will bounce back after that incredible loss, really, to Hawthorn last weekend at home and get the job done tonight against the Crows.
I reckon game of the round for me is Hawks and Carlton Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be a ripper, won't it? Hawks are in unbelievable nick, and as are Carlton. So both teams will lose their first game, you think, this weekend. That's a draw, of course. But, I think that's a really good call, Darren. It'll be a crack of that one. Obviously, COVID's still ravaging the West Australian teams. Justin Mongmuir won't coach Fremantle this weekend. He's in health and safety protocols. Luke Shuey won't play for West Coast, as will Willy Rioli. So there's all sorts of bombs going off over there with COVID. But they've been given till tomorrow night to announce their teams, just to give both sides the best possible chance of naming the best squads they can.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the TSL. What's happening there?
Yeah, three games this weekend. And as we said on Monday, a couple of blowouts last weekend. So hopefully we'll see a few closer games tomorrow. But we've got Lauderdale hosting North Launceston now at Skybus Oval. This game was supposed to be in Launceston, but it's been switched to the south because these two teams are going to play an AFL curtain raiser in a few weeks' time before the Hawthorn-Brisbane game at Utah Stadium. That's right. Really exciting for the TSL and both of those particular clubs. Launceston and Glenorchy at Windsor Park, I really fear what the scoreline will be in this game, Darren. It could get very ugly. We saw North Bonnie, who is a really young team, defeat Glenorchy by 110 points last weekend, and Monty are the reigning premiers and have added to their list. So that's going to be frightening what could happen there. And Clarence and the Tigers go head-to-head at North Hobart Oval. Clarence had the bye in round one, so it'll be good to see them in action for the first time this year, and the Tigers had a good win to go over Lauderdale. So that'll be a good game as well, I reckon.
Right, and locally we've got NWFL season starting tomorrow as well. We'll have more on that in about an hour. Now to cricket. So Pakistan and Australia, one day or overnight. So Pakistan won, but Ben McDermott, his first ODI 100.
Yeah, it was great to see, wasn't it? He got that half century in game one. That was his first half century, and then to back it up and get a ton last night was absolutely superb in a losing team as well. That was, I think it was Pakistan's highest one-day run chase. So Australia with 348 on the board, you'd think that'd be enough. Which, yeah. I remember the days when 220 was a big score in ODI cricket, and now they're getting up there and still losing at 348, so that's pretty stiff. But Pakistan did it with an over to spare. And Nathan Ellis too, must mention him. He got some tidy figures the other night. A little bit expensive last night, but still got the one wicket, which was good to see.
Right. Now, the women, it's the World Cup final Sunday, so Australia will play England.
Yeah, they will, which is really good. England had a really big win in that semi-final yesterday. And the Aussies, of course, are sweating on the fitness of Elise Perry for this game. So hopefully she gets up. Such an important player, of course. But, yeah, can't wait for Sunday. Luke Healy, obviously, you know, unbelievable to go into that final as well. So, yeah, it should be an absolute cracker.
All right, so that's Sunday starting at 11 a.m. our time. That'll be on Fox. All right, A-League, what's going on there?
Yeah, so we've got a heaps of games on tomorrow. Four games, in fact, in a feast of soccer for fans. West United, they're at home against Central Coast Mariners. Wellington Phoenix and Melbourne City going head-to-head. Adelaide United, Melbourne Victory and Sydney FC and Western Sydney Wanderers. And early plug for the Water Boys tomorrow, we've got Western United's Neil Kilkenny joining us on the show. They've got some games coming up here in Tassie in a few weeks' time. So It was good to have a chat to him and how well they're doing this year, Western United.
Righto. And in the NPL, Devonport Strikers head to Olympia tomorrow for round three. Strikers second on the ladder, and also the WSL Women's Strikers will play Olympia as well. Now, the Jack Jumpers, so they're in Adelaide tonight.
Yeah, they are, which is should be a game we should be able to take care of, hopefully, and we need to remain in the hunt for that top four spot. Illawarra are making it really difficult for us now. They had a big win last night to take their record to 15-8. So I just think the top four is going to be settled. Perth's in fourth now, and they've got all the home games to finish the season. Not in the best form, but they're going to be at home. They have to travel again. Sydney, I can't see dropping out. Melbourne definitely won't drop out. They're top of the table at the moment. So it's going to be incredibly, incredibly difficult for the Jack Jumpers and the Melbourne Phoenix to both make it now. But we just want to finish the season as strongly as we can. Adelaide, as I say, a game we should win tonight. Sydney will be tough on Sunday back here at MyState Bank Arena. Then we've still got Cairns and New Zealand to play, who are below us on the ladder. So we should be able to get around that 15, at least 15 win mark, you'd think, for the season. Now, that would be a tremendous first season for the JJs. But technically, we can still make the finals. But as I say, it'll be pretty tough, I reckon.
All right. Now, for people going to Hobart to watch that Jack Jumpers game on Sunday against the Kings, that'll start at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. All right, mate, I hear someone's calling you there, so I'll let you go, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30 and the Water Boys tomorrow from 10 o'clock.